week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. We've survived another longest week ever.
We made it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next week will be the longest week ever.
But we got to get past this long weekend first.
Exactly. A really long weekend. You'll look at it that way. But a lot of stuff went down on the show. And sometimes even we forget what we've done around here. Monica, Antoine and I were talking earlier, and I brought something up that he and I talked about on Monday that he thought we talked about a month ago.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was a few days ago when you told me that. Yeah.
And he thought it was March.
I'm confused. I'm so confused.
Yeah. But, you know, here we are on March 73rd. Yes. And a happy March 73rd to everybody.
To you as well.
We count down the top moments of the week, and I couldn't decide on number three if it was going to be one clip or the other, so I'll just play both of them because coronavirus, there's no rules.
All right, so we can have 3A and 3B.
Right. Yeah. So 3A, Monica Brooks had to drop the hammer in her house because, you know, now you are parent, wife, best friend because you have no other friends, your teacher, superintendent, janitor, cafeteria lady. I mean, you are all of these things. So you had to drop the hammer on your daughter for her flagrant wasting of the most valuable commodity that we all buy and sell and trade now, toilet paper. Don't ever waste toilet paper.
I had to scold Ava because she wastes toilet paper. And because I walk into the bathroom and she had used toilet paper to like dry one of her doll's hair or something.
Excuse me?
I don't know. And I said, Ava, excuse me. I said, what is this? And she was like, what? I said, there's toilet paper in the trash can. I said, what is this? What was that toilet paper used for? She's like, well, I just had to, you know, wipe off this and then. I'm like, oh, no, 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 honey. I have the kids. If they wash their hands, they get a napkin. They wash their hands and they dry with a napkin. I said, well, you're going to use that napkin for your mouth later when you get your lunch. So you just set that back down.
Oh, God, we have clip 3A and 3B. They have napkin A.
I forgot about that.
Napkin B.
Oh, yeah.
But paper products are in short supply right now.
Hey, can't be wasteful.
Monica, do you feel like she will have learned her lesson? Because I feel like my kids never fully learn their lesson. You tell them something, and then 2 days later, they do the same thing. And I forgot. Oh, my bad.
No, she understands.
Okay.
My mom got to tell her once.
She gets it.
Yeah, see, mama's got a look that I don't have. I don't know what it is. She's got that stern mama look that means you do what I say or you're going to be in serious trouble. And when I try that look, it just makes everybody cry. Like, I look too mean and scary. I don't know what it is. Okay, so clip 3B, because, oh, I know what it is. I know why they listen when Monica talks. Because you never know what kind of sinister past could be kicking around. You know, because we were talking about, do you want to know how many murderers you've met in your life?
Gotcha.
Like, just, hey, you know, you randomly see somebody at the grocery store. They're a murderer. How many times have you met someone who's a murderer?
I also want to know that.
You want to know that one?
I want to know that one as well.
Monica, I do want to know that one.
You do? You want to know the murder stat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if you work with them?
What if they're Monica?
And you've only been there for 13 months.
What do you think, Monica?
I'm not being specific. I'm just saying.
Right. What? I'm not naming names. Monica, what do you think?
What did they tell you if you'd only been working with them for 13 months and haven't seen them in one?
And I don't believe any of that to be true, but I'm also going to listen to her when she tells me not to waste any toilet paper. That's a definite. We move on to top moments of the week number two. Monica, do you remember how disappointed Antoine was in both of us earlier in the week when we were playing Fat Chance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, she doesn't.
I was like, I had to think back.
No, like, we couldn't think at the time. We couldn't think back either. Antoine was very mad because he's a big superhero guy.
Yes.
And neither of us are very good at superhero things. So the category in Fat Chance was superheroes whose names are based on insects or animals.
Yep.
And the challenge was to get like three. I mean, that's all you had to do, Monica.
So you didn't think about saying Batman or Spider-Man?
Oh, shoot.
Those guys. Yes.
Black Panther didn't cross your mind. So disappointed in you.
Oh, man.
You don't think of Batman and Spider-Man.
I think of them as men, Antoine. I don't think of them as...
What about Ant-Man?
Spider-Man doesn't count.
Yeah, I think of Ant-Man as an ant.
You think of Ant-Man as an ant, but Spider-Man not as a spider?
Because Ant-Man's little.
Spider-Man's a teenager.
But he's full-sized.
I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore, guys.
Well, you have to be.
I'm just stuck.
You and I, it's the same. I wasn't any better because I think you had to get four and you only got two, and they were the only two I could think of too.
You guys were the worst.
Horseface.
Uh huh.
That's not a person. Or a superhero.
BoJack Horseman.
That's a character. Not a superhero.
But he's pretty amazing.
He's not a superhero.
He's pretty super. I don't know. He's got some magical powers. Top moment of the week. Backwards game is still one of our happy places here on the show.
Game.
Yeah, we can all get together and we can do stupid things and we can just be fun and laugh and whatever. So we were doing iconic movie quotes. The most famous movie quotes of all time. And the phrase was from Star Wars, Darth Vader, "I am your father."
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got that whole, you know, breathing through his coronavirus mask or whatever it is. And when Monica did the Darth Vader breath, it was so deep and strong. I mean, you really got in on that breath. It was thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
yes,
strong.
I mean...
Well, yes. you gotta try to win the game.
Yes.
I mean, just listen to it. You can feel it. It almost hits you in the face when it starts. Just think, when you get up on your speaker and just think about it.
Her father for my mayor.
Oh, my God. Well, you fell apart there at the end, but I'm going to tell you, it was worth it just for your hot breath into your microphone. I could almost smell it.
It was warm.
It was.
It was warm.
It was, if a trash can could breathe, that's what it would sound like.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
That's the kind of breath.
Okay.
When a girl gets too drunk and she throws up and she still wants to cuddle with you,
yeah, that's
her breath. She's like,
right,
I love you.
Oh, no.
I mean, that is the bottom of a dumpster after it's rained in the summer. I mean, that's
gracious.
And your breath doesn't really smell like
okay.
that. Okay. But that was strong.
What?
Monica was trying to win the game.
She was
focused.
So my breath kind of like, it sounds the way you describe your breath when you put your mask on.
Yes.
Like, it's
mm-hmm.
a, that's
right.
what you talk about.
And
yes.
again, you don't have that breath, but I mean, it's... You can feel it. I'm telling you can feel that.
I call that commitment
oh,
to
I
winning.
Oh, I feel yes.
Yep.
She was going all out.
Yep. The
she
fact that you can be
it.
So strong,
that's right.
you can manage to violate all social distancing rules over a speaker is... That's impressive, man. That'll blow your eyebrows back this morning.